Guys, I have a 4-year-old and I am not okay. Like, how do I have a 4-year-old? How am I a mom? Do you ever think like that? Like, all you've been through, your low days, your dark days, your party days, whatever days that you've had in your past, and now you're a mom and you're like responsible for keeping another human being or beings alive. And you're like, what? How? It seriously blows my mind that one, that I have that responsibility, but two, it makes me want to cry and just stop time and keep my babies forever. Keep them safe in a hug. I don't know. I'm feeling all the feels over here. Jace's birthday was last Friday and Jalen's first birthday. How do I have a 1-year? How is she 1? Her birthday is this Thursday. So yeah, I'm just all sorts of emotion over here. But anyway, this week's conversation, did you see the title of it and think working on your mindset is really a habit? You betcha, because anything we do consistently over time is typically a habit within our lives, right? So why wouldn't how we talk to ourselves, how we perceive our reality, and ultimately how we think be any different? We are going to dive into 5 ways on how to recondition your mindset loop to be more present, positive, and improve your thought life. So let's reconnect to your mind, identity, and life by working your mindset habits, mama. Let's dive in. Hey, mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. If you're listening right now, maybe this year hasn't started off as strong as you had wanted to, or maybe life has already happened and you fell off one of the many habits that you wanted to get started on or change this year. Can I tell you something? That's okay. You're human and we as humans are not actually wired to be able to change it all at once. And that is the honest truth. And that is why I always drive home one thing at a time. But you can also make this year the last year that you started over. So come learn about the Balanced Mom Method online course and learn how to take it one habit at a time. Learn which habit to start with based on your struggles, your goals, your schedule, your life, using my IASI 4-step approach within the Balanced Mom Method formula. Don't try to change all at once because I have, and I'm guessing that you have too. And it's hard, it's unsustainable, and it's exhausting. So no more roller coaster of a journey, all right? We are here for consistency. This is the life work, mama, that kind that leads to your lifestyle changing. Go to bit.ly/TBMM course or check the link in the show notes to learn more about the Balanced Mom Method online course and getting enrolled today. All right, let's get into today's episode. Have you ever struggled with having positive self-talk with yourself? Maybe you don't always feel like enough or believe that you aren't worthy of a change. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, maybe you can do it, but that doesn't fit in my lifestyle type mindset. Or you're overstimulated and you don't have a second to think, and it's slowly deteriorating whatever positivity that you've held on to. Or the hard days aren't getting any better or any easier, so your mindset is swinging towards negative because what gives? for me, and through the years of work that I've done with myself, I'm becoming more aware in using my IASI approach within the Balanced Mom Method formula. The times that struggle now tries to creep in is when I get too caught up in the go, go, go and do, 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 and become disconnected from me and my thought life, my prayer life, and my present life as of now. So that is a time that I know I have to be intentional to make that time to reconnect. So you may be wondering, is working on your mindset really a habit? Yes, it is. And I want to talk about 5 ways on how to help you work on your mindset loop and how you can master your mindset and inner habits, swinging that pendulum of a possible negative mindset loop towards that positive mindset loop. So before we dive in, what exactly is your mindset loop? If you haven't listened to the episode, I believe it's episode 3 of this show, I'll just summarize quickly what it is. Our mindset and what's lingering in the back of our minds, it impacts more of our day-to-day life than we might realize. Because our mindset loop is our thought life. It's our actual life. So it summarizes as your beliefs govern your thoughts, and your thoughts guide your actions. Your actions produce your experiences, and your experiences reinforce those beliefs. So it's an actual cycle of, it's the cycle of life in a sense. So for good or bad, you see how easy it is that it's possible to get stuck in habitual negative loops. And our brains actually default to negativity and that fight or flight because our brains are trying to keep us safe. So it's almost like working against you sometimes, depending how you look at it. So you have to be intentional in making that change. So whatever we do habitually, consistently over time, know that you can make that change. And by choosing to rework our mindset and thought patterns, we can begin to shift perspectives and ultimately our reality. So think of it like this: where your energy and intention goes, so does the direction of your life. Where your beliefs and thoughts go, so does the direction of your life. This is the one of many reasons why your habits are so important. And I want to emphasize your habits for your life. Because as a society, we have normalized putting a band-aid on our struggles, when in reality, we have to get to the root cause within ourselves to make that change. And that starts within. That starts within our mindsets. So by starting to implement these 5 practices that we're going to dive into right now into your daily routine, you'll start to notice your perspectives start to change. And it's going to bring you to a space of increased joy and abundance, reconnecting you to who you are. And I want to preface before we get started, with everything I ever ask you to do, please do so without placing any judgments on yourself. Because this is deep work. I call it life work a lot, but this is deep work that a lot of times that we shove under the rug because we don't want to feel vulnerable. We don't want to feel weak. We don't want to, we don't want to have opinions, or we feel that maybe things that we've been through or our thought life that we have is not accepted or meeting up to expectations of society. I don't know. Wherever those judgments might come from, it's deep work. And so I'm asking you, don't place any judgments on yourself. This is something that we subconsciously do because it hinders our ability to truly connect to ourselves, to cultivate those changes that we desire, because we put it under the rug because our brains want to keep us safe, right? But with awareness comes that clarity. And bring in step 1 of my IASI formula within the Balanced Mom Method formula, it's identify. So we have to identify to be able to make the change. So let's dive in. 5 ways to recondition your mindset loop to be more present, positive, and improve your thought life. Number 1, lean on gratitude. First thing in the morning or right before bed, journal 3 things that you're grateful for. Again, your thoughts create your reality and what you focus on expands. So rather than focusing all of your energy on things that you don't want or who you don't want to be, you can think differently to transform your mind. You can start focusing on what you do want, how you do want to feel, and who you do want to become, all while being grateful for your present life every step of the way. Gratitude is a practice that helps us stay in that high energy vibration by literally training our brains to focus on what is going well in our lives, which habitually invokes feelings of thankfulness and optimism. You could check episode 11 for a whole conversation about the power of gratitude. Number 2 is reprogram your limiting beliefs into affirmations. I see so much rah-rah talk about how this is phony and it doesn't work, and reprogramming your limiting beliefs into affirmations, it's just like busy work that doesn't do anything. But anything could be busy work if you don't take the action behind it, right? So we're not just gonna write down an affirmation and be done. By consistently implementing this practice, reprogramming your thought life is monumental. Think of your mindset loop here. Your beliefs govern your thoughts, and your thoughts guide your actions. Your actions produce your experiences, and your experiences reinforce those beliefs. So your beliefs truly dominate how you live, how you love, how you work, interact, feel. Your beliefs control how you experience your reality. So it's important to become aware of what some of these beliefs are that might be holding you back. These are those limiting beliefs that I'm saying. So by becoming aware of what those limiting beliefs might be, so then you can move forward. Our thoughts and beliefs are ours, but we also have the power to change them. So first thing in the morning or right before bed, you can write 3 limiting beliefs that you might be experiencing, something that you might be feeling, and then you can journal 3 positive affirmations that talk about that limiting belief and kind of refocus it into being an affirmation. You can set an alarm, write it on post-it notes, whatever feels right to you to reprogram your mind from that false belief. Because losing yourself in motherhood or being stuck in survival mode, it's so easy to do. But with the help of reconditioning your mind to good thoughts and affirmations, you'll begin to hold on to who you truly are, or take back control of who you truly are. 3 is start a journal in addition to that gratitude and affirmation journaling. So finish your daily journal entry, maybe with a brain dump of what's on your mind or just how you're feeling. Get in tune with yourself, connect with yourself, let your pen flow. Something that I love to do is after I pray and meditate, I just open my journal and free write whatever comes to me. It might be a message from my meditation or whatever it is. You can clear your mind of anything pressing in your head or on your heart. Or you could write your daily intentions, what you want to get done for the day. Allow yourself to feel those feelings. Connect with yourself. It's okay if you're struggling. It's healthy to be able to feel your feelings. You could feel them, write them, pray, meditate, think on them. And then you can act on them. 4 of my IASI approach within the Balanced Mom Method formula is implement. So there you go. 4 is get still and take 5 minutes of silence every day, and it will change how your day goes. We have over 60,000 thoughts a day. Even if we feel that we can't gather one completely with our children always in our ear and white noise of social media and the world all around us, but so often we shove those thoughts and our voice under the rug because of that busyness of the day to day. So we have to show up for ourselves and honor our feelings or that voice in your head. Now, there's a difference between your egoic voice and your intuitive voice, but that's a whole episode in itself. But you can close your eyes and breathe in for counts of 5, hold for counts of 5, and exhale for counts of 5. You can meditate, pray, or just be still during this time. I call it a 5er, and you could go back to this episode beforehand, episode 15, for all about how I utilize my transitions to incorporate 5ers into my day. And finally, 5 is choose again. We are not perfect. Negative thoughts and loops, they're still going to come up. But the beauty here is you have the power to choose again. This is where 1 of the IASI approach of the Balanced Mom Method formula comes in. Identifying that we have a negative thought or struggle or whatever it is, acknowledgement is that first step in creating change. So going back to not judging yourself for any of this work that you're unpacking, if you have a negative thought come into your being, acknowledge it. Don't shove it under the rug because it's not going to go anywhere then. And it's going to be there for a long, long time until you acknowledge it, right? So acknowledge those thoughts. And instead of sulking on it, take the time to feel it. Where is it rooted in? And then literally choose again. Choose the next best thought in that moment. This also is another completely episode of itself also that I'll be bringing to you in the future. But I learned this method from Gabby Bernstein, and it's been so powerful for me in helping swing that negative mindset loop back to positive. So as all of these 5 practices have helped me in focusing on that present moment and minimizing my anxiety, reconnecting to myself and keeping my mindset loop on that positive swing, I hope these can help you too. So which one are you going to start with? go share in our motherhood empowerment community to join the conversation with other like-minded moms to get the support and possibly solidarity, is that how you pronounce that? to get the relatability that we all need. And if this type of work is what you really need help with, check out the Balanced Mom Method online course, okay? This course is the exact place, and within this mindset loop and this mindset work, this is the exact place where we start within this course, because everything starts with them. You could check out the course at bit.ly/TBMM course. And also, if you're not sure where to start, schedule a free 15-minute clarity call with me to talk it out. I believe in you, mama, and it's time for you too. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, mama. I'm sending my love and light.
Thank you for this episode, Rainbow Worth for Farming. Please read Mama Review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.